Welcome home!
Hey everybody, how are we?
Welcome back to another episode of Welcome Home. And I have a very special guest with me today. Our new guest host, Jake.
It's fantastic to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of Griffin's previous podcast.
Yeah,
big fan of this one.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, welcome home, bud.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling comfortable. This is my first real podcast. I did one before, but it's not a real podcast. This is a real live. It's just a good podcast.
It's something.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. We're trying to make it a good podcast.
Right.
Yeah. And we appreciate all the support we've been getting. To all our new listeners, welcome home. Happy to have you guys here. If you missed any of the previous episodes, make sure to go back and check those out. Don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Welcome Home Pods. If you enjoy your time here, leave us a little 5 stars, a nice written review. We love that kind of shit. Thanks, guys. To all our returning listeners, welcome home. It's nice to see you again, homies. Thanks for coming back. Good to see you again. Make sure when you guys see an episode drop, post it on your story. Tag us at Welcome Home Pods. Help spread the word, get the name out there. If you'd like to show your support for the Welcome Home podcast, we'd really appreciate that. There's a link to our Patreon right in our bio. Supporting us through Patreon will get you behind the scenes access to some things with Welcome Home and A12 Media Productions. And you can also get access to Welcome Home After Party, which is our video podcast. Definitely go check that out. There's also a chance to get some merch if you subscribe to the higher tiers. Some cool stuff. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, so we got a new homie in the house. We got Jake.
Yes, yes. I've known Griffin for a while now, probably around 8th grade. Me and Griffin became friends. We made a, what's it called, Griffin?
Oh, a ceiling tile.
A ceiling tile together. And that's when I first remember becoming friends with Griffin. And then we both aren't school guys. We had the same classes together. We weren't grade guys. We were there for a good time, not a long time.
For sure.
So, yeah, it evolved from there. I think the only year we didn't have anything together was our sophomore year.
That does sound right.
Yeah.
Damn, what a sad year. But, yeah, definitely a long time. We go back a ways. We got some stories, and we're going to get to some, not only in this episode, but over the course of Jake's tenure here as a host. And we're hoping that he's here and you guys enjoy him. I'm certainly excited. I think he's going to be a great addition to the Welcome Home podcast. And I want to thank you again for stepping up and joining. Happy you're here.
Yeah, like I said, it's an honor.
Okay. Anything else you want to kick off your debut with before we get into some stuff?
No, I think we're ready to go. I'm excited for the Reddit referrals.
Okay.
I'm excited to go.
Sounds good. Let's dive right in. The Reddit referral, everybody. Here we go. All right, Jake, are you ready for your first Reddit referral?
Indeed, I am.
All right. I called my best friend's mother a fat bitch to my best friend's face. This was a while ago now, and I believe I have changed and a much more mature person than I was when this happened. I was sitting on a bench at a park with my best friend at the time. We were just chilling, but I was in a really bad mood because I had just had a fight with my dad. I see someone walking towards us from a distance, and I was like to my friend, "Ugh, look at that fat bitch."
Not great.
My friend said something like, "The fuck, ew, what a crack whore."
Oh no.
Then 10 seconds later, when she gets a closer look, I realize it was her fucking mother. I was like, "Oh fuck, oh god, that's your mother." She came up to us and talked and whatever. We found it funny at the time. Now I just feel really bad whenever she brings it up. I literally called her mother a fat bitch to her daughter's face. I really regret it and feel 10 times as bad now, but I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, am I meant to say sorry? Or my friend just kept it a secret because her mom loves me. But I just feel so fucking bad, and I feel like my friend is mad at me too now.
Yeah, I think the only thing to do there is just forget it and move on. I feel like...
For sure.
There's no talking about that. I mean, what are you going to say? Like, sorry for calling your mom a fat bitch? Because, I mean, you clearly feel that way.
I mean, who really cares,
honestly? Yeah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think it's going to affect your friendship at all. Just forget it and move on, I would say. What do you think?
I mean, you also said it happened a while back. Also, how did she not realize that was her mother?
Yeah, I think you both honestly need to get your eyes checked. Because you can see that she's a fat bitch, as you call her.
And a crack whore.
But aren't crack whores skinny? I'm not experienced in the crack whore industry.
I'm not either.
But I'm pretty sure they're normally skinny because...
Probably.
They have a drug problem.
Yeah,
so I don't know how you can be both.
Maybe you can.
Okay.
I mean, don't know.
You're a crack whore at night and you're a McDonald's local during the day. And so therefore you're both.
Makes sense to me.
Yes. But I would say just move on, honestly. Just move on.
There's nothing you can do there. Who cares?
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. No big deal.
You know how much shit that we used to do?
Yeah. What I've said about mothers. The amount of things I've said about mothers, that's nothing.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Anything more on this? Moving on.
No big deal.
No big deal. Shake that.
That's all you can do is shake it. All
right. I knowingly stuck a booger to my boss's hand and let a customer get blamed for it. A few years ago, I was a salesman for a tool company, and I'm sure you all know salespeople shake hands all the time when closing a deal. So one day on my lunch break, I was sitting in my car eating my salad, and for some reason, I felt like a hard dried snot stuck in my nostril. So obviously, I didn't think anybody was around or watching me, so I went and dug for gold. Well, as soon as I pulled the giant flaky booger with a snail trail of slime on it, my boss, who just got back from vacation, bops the hood of my car and reaches in for a handshake. I kind of panicked and just shook his hand. We talked for a few about his vacation, and then he saw somebody walk into the showroom, so he went in the building. I finished up lunch and headed back into work. I punched back in, and I just hear from the showroom, "What the fuck?" And then I hear gagging and coughing. My boss is holding his hand away like it's a dirty diaper. He's dry heaving and he says, "That guy just wiped a fucking booger on me." And I look across the room and see this old guy standing there in total disbelief, and he let my boss have it. He's telling my boss he's never coming back, told him to stop picking his nose like a window licker.
Wait a second. So it's the customer who got the booger on them from the boss?
No, it's the employee's booger that got on the boss.
It got on the boss.
That the boss thought was from the customer.
Okay. And the boss went and yelled at the employee?
The boss was then yelling at the customer.
The customer. Oh, the boss was yelling at the customer. That's not great customer service right there.
Well, no. So, yeah, he says, "That guy just wiped a fucking booger on me." I look across the room and see this old guy standing there in total disbelief, and he let my boss have it. He's telling my boss he's never coming back, told him to stop picking his nose like a window licker, and a few other colorful sentences. My boss kicks him out while this whole thing is going down. All I can think to myself is, holy shit, I got away with it. I just drove by my old work and thought about that time and figured it was time to confess.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do in that situation. I can see everybody's been there. They got a nice boogie in their hand there.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you would have liked to go with the hand transfer of boogers before you did the handshake. Like, maybe go from the right to the left, a slide by, get the booger on the left hand, and then shake, maybe if you made it real smooth. But once you're shaking the hand, there's nothing you can do at that point. And also, there must have been a significant amount of time from when he was in the truck, eating his lunch, had time to go inside, clock in, and the booger was still on the hand.
Yeah, that's gross too.
Yeah, like, what was he doing that whole time?
I guess he was closing the deal with this old man.
Closing the deal with the old man, but like, how do you not feel there's a booger on your hand?
Oh, no, man.
He said it was a pretty big, had a snot at the end. It was the hard one with the snot at the end. Everybody knows those boogers.
It had to have some traction for it to be stuck that long.
How do you not feel that on your hand?
I don't know.
Anyway, I blame it more on the boss.
Okay. Definitely bad customer service.
Yeah. What is your problem?
I don't know, but I mean, that is fucking gross. How do you think you would react?
If I'm the customer, the boss, or the employee?
The boss.
I wouldn't be as confrontational as the boss. I would go clean it off. Definitely talk about it to everybody in the store that guy just got a fucking booger on my hand.
Yeah.
But I'm not screaming at him just because, I mean, you gotta be a little professional.
I suppose.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Boogers happen, man.
But you wouldn't scream at the guy, would you? You would just go clean it off and go talk about it behind his back.
I would probably... If I were to see it, I would, like, try to hide it or something. You know, I don't think I would make...
Yeah, you wouldn't go scream it. Now, if you got blamed for the booger, what's your reaction? You got to deny, and you got to do what the guy did. You got to say, "I'm never coming back here again," right? You're not going to just get blamed for boogers and then come back and shop there again for a...
But what if it was my booger? What store is it?
I'm imagining this being a car sales store. Is this not?
It's a hardware store or something like that.
Oh, then you can find a new hardware store later. like never coming back there again.
Probably not.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. All right. Last one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. When I was 11, I put a tack pin side up on the bathroom mat in my friend's bathroom.
Why?
Her older sister was a total brat that would always make fun of us and pester and annoy us just for laughs. I was trying to sleep on the living room couch during the day after staying the night and being up all night goofing off. Her older sister kept coming into the living room and throwing things on me like toys that made a lot of sound, or she would come in and set the alarm clock up in the room somewhere where I couldn't reach and set an alarm so I'd be woken up and couldn't reach it to turn it off. So while she was outside sunbathing, I found a tack in their office and went into her personal bathroom and set it pin side up on the shower mat. I didn't think she would actually step on it. I thought my plan would be a waste of time because it was actually pretty obvious to see if you looked down at all. Well, I finally fell back asleep and she went inside to take a shower and clean up after sunbathing. I heard a scream from her after she stopped the shower water, then her yelling, "Ow, ow, 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 ow," and flipping out trying to get her mom to come help her. She apparently stepped directly onto the pin. It was stuck right in the bottom of her foot. It's been my secret my entire life. I've never told anyone. I was a little bit ashamed, but she made my enjoyable times there with my friend absolute hell, so I didn't exactly feel that bad. I'm 33 now, though, and I'm still a little bit glad she ended up stepping on the pin. She was such a bitch. Kids can be so mean. She and I both, that is. Mine was just a little bit of revenge, though, for years of torment that she put us through every time I was over. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've stepped on it. Have you ever stepped on a tack like that has gone on your foot?
I've stepped on a nail.
I've stepped on a nail, but a tack. Like barefoot, you stepped on a tack.
Probably.
Well, I did it before. It was broken, so it had a little hook at the end. So it went in there and it got hooked. It hurt at first, but honestly, you pull it down, it doesn't hurt anymore. So she didn't do that much harm, and she got some satisfaction out of it. So I think the old adage is no harm, no foul. But I think in this case, a little bit of harm, no foul. What do you think?
It's devious. I feel like I've maybe done it before.
Right. I mean, I probably wouldn't have done that if I wanted to get back at somebody, because the older girl probably assumed that it was an accident and that was accidentally put there, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
When I want to get back at somebody, I want them to know that this was me.
Fair enough.
So if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be like, that was me.
Yeah.
And that was for everything you did. So that's just me. I don't know how you feel on that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, it's a wrap on our Reddit referral. What were your thoughts on some of those? Definitely, there's been gorier ones.
Yeah, that was more PG-13.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's been more rated R ones.
Definitely.
Definitely. So, they were good. I don't see a real problem with any of them. I mean, they're just like, big deal. You move on in life for all of them.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Ready to answer a couple questions?
Oh, I am so ready to answer a couple questions.
All right. Let's start off with this one. I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
What is the hottest profession for a girl to have?
I think the answer to that is probably a school teacher.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know. They're just so mother-like.
Uh-huh.
And they just like, I don't know. I guess it's a school teacher. What do you think?
I was thinking along similar lines. I was thinking the more classic, like the librarian. Like the sexy librarian kind
of
thing.
I guess I've never had a sexy librarian.
I don't think I have either. Well, I guess we've had the same librarians for the most part, but
they've all been old ladies, so I never have been really aroused by a librarian. There's a couple teachers I have that are like, you know, that have been a little like, you know, they're hot. So I would say teachers. Second, I like the nurses. They can fix you up. Something's hurt, you know, they can fix it for you.
Yeah, it's that motherly thing again.
It's that motherly thing. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe like a scientist or something.
Why a scientist?
I don't know. Just like a smart girl. No?
I mean, I don't need anybody just trying to outsmart me all day. No, thanks.
Well, it's not about that. You know, she's just really smart. Like, you don't find that to be a turn on?
No, because I don't want her coming home and talking about shit that I never have or never will understand. Mainly because I didn't pay attention in science class whatsoever.
You didn't?
Nope. Never paid. Nope. That's not my thing. So therefore, I don't want her trying to outsmart me all day.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next question. Let's follow up with this, since you answered with teacher.
Okay.
What makes a good teacher?
Now the question comes, a good teacher as far as teaching goes or as far as let's have a good time goes?
Well, I suppose as far as like...
Or both combined.
I guess both combined, right, in a so sense.
Both combined.
Who's like, think about a teacher. You're like, oh, that's a good teacher. Like,
yeah.
What made them a good teacher?
Yeah. Well, you have to have a little control, but you can't be a hard ass. Right. So, I mean, you got to have my respect so I can sit down and actually learn something. But don't be that bitch of a teacher that's just being a hard ass and always on my case. Like, you got to give me a little bit of leeway to have a little fun.
Right.
So I think a good mix of both. But the teachers that will let me take advantage of them, not sexually, but the teachers that will let me take advantage of them and just do whatever the hell I want. Now, that's a good time.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
We got some stories about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, too, you gotta have some kind of personal connection with them. You gotta have something that makes you wanna do good work for them. You wanna have some kind of connection that makes you put that extra effort in to make sure you don't miss assignments or you put in your maximum effort on assignments. It's really just about the personal bond that a teacher can make with a student. And it's rare. I've experienced it with a few teachers on a couple different levels. But just that kind of personal connection you can have. Like, all right, cool. Now, yeah, I wanna learn from you.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely gotta want to learn from somebody. And actually, probably the best teacher I ever had was a hard ass, but he got me to do the work, and there was this thing called the PSSAs, and then it was the Keystones, and I was not known for passing those. I actually passed it with him.
Okay.
So that was a positive in my life, so yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I wasn't known for passing them because I didn't try on any of them, but I don't know. For some reason, he got to me and had me actually try, so yeah, that's probably the best teacher I ever had, but teaching-wise.
Right.
He was a good teacher, but he's not fun.
Are you sure?
Well, for you, he is. Yeah. Griffin walked on water when you went in this guy's class. You went in there and you thought Griffin was freaking God. You know, it's like, what the hell is wrong? I was like the devil, and Griffin was literally Jesus Christ himself walking in that class. So I don't know what was going on there. I don't know if Griffin paid the guy off or what happened, but I don't. Griffin just walked on water. So yeah,
he's a good teacher.
Yeah, he is a good teacher, but I don't know what you did to him.
I don't know. I was just a good student for
him. Not a good student. You just did what everybody else did. It's not like you did anything special. Like, what the hell did he like you better for? And he made it abundantly clear that he was the favorite. Like, he would literally say, Griffin's my favorite. Like, what the hell? I'm standing right here. Anyways, if you're out there, you're a solid teacher. Just why are you picking favorites?
I saw him at the bank one time.
Did you?
I did. We were at the ATM.
Did you say hello?
Yeah, we saw each other at the ATM. It was years ago.
How much money was he taking out?
Oh, God. Jesus, fuck. Okay.
Girls with dyed hair. Crazy or hot?
I mean, dyed what color? The classic blonde and brown and even the reddish, not like red, but reddish.
Yeah.
Is fine. But, I mean, you're starting to go in the blues and the pinks?
I'd imagine that's what it's mostly referring to.
Okay, the blues and the pinks and the yellows. I'm not a fan of it. You know, it's just a little, why are you dyeing your hair? I mean, if that's your thing, it's your body. I don't give a shit what you do with your body. But, I mean, would I do it? Hell no.
You'd never... Like, even color your hair for some kind of spirit thing, or...
What? Spirit thing? The hell are you talking about?
I don't know, like the Eagles or Notre Dame or something.
No. Would I color my hair? No. I'm an all natural type of guy. No. The answer is no. Me, personally, no.
No.
If anybody does it, I don't care if you do it. It doesn't affect my life.
Not even like just something that'll just wash out?
No. I don't think I would look good. I mean, I'm the most attractive guy to begin with, but to put color in my hair, it doesn't help me at all. So no, the answer is no.
Okay. I think probably leaning more towards the crazy side. There's the classic hot crazy scale that people refer to in times.
Yeah, I guess. There are some people that do it that are a little crazy.
I would color my hair a color if it would just wash out. Just like, you know, wash out the next day kind of thing. Like a spray paint or something.
I mean, if you want to do that, sure. But me, I would never do that. Spray paint, I don't know if that would wash out the next day. I mean, that's spray paint. I mean, no. I don't think that would wash out the next day.
It's not the same thing.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess not. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Sex fantasy.
I know this is going to be a vanilla answer. I am just a straightforward guy. Get in there, do the business, and get out. Okay. I don't really have a fantasy. I'm sorry. I know the listeners really wanted to hear about my creepy little... And a lot of them are out there listening and saying, this guy's a fucking liar. Everybody has a sex fantasy. I don't. I really don't. I get in there, do my business, and get out.
Okay. All right. I mean, fair enough. Do you have, like, a favorite position?
I mean, everybody likes doggy style the best.
Oh, for sure.
That should be everybody's favorite position.
As far as my sex fantasy goes, nothing crazy, but like dominant, submissive kind of thing. Like either if that's tied up, blindfold, something, just light like that.
Right.
And have you and your partner on both sides. Like, I'm fine with whatever. Like, it's fun. It's enjoyable. I like.
Yeah. How do you feel about butt sex?
Not familiar with it.
Me neither. If any of the listeners out there are, let me know. I mean, I think God made the holes different for a reason, and I'm going to stick to that lane.
Okay.
Personally. But if you have an experience with that, please write in.
Let us know. But yeah, for sure. Also, if you have any questions that you'd like to submit to the Welcome Home podcast, be sure to do so. Just send us a DM. Send it our way. We'll work it in. We'd love to hear submissions from you guys. All right. That's going to bring a close to the first half of Welcome Home here. Jake, Reddit referral, a couple questions. Getting you in the feel, getting you in the groove.
Yeah, certainly.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Yeah?
Feeling good, yeah.
What kind of questions, as a listener, do you enjoy listening to and would you like to see in the future?
I like getting to know you guys. I know for a fact when Dylan comes back, he has some stories.
Yeah.
That he has not even got the tip of the iceberg yet. I've heard a couple of them and there are some wild stories that sometimes hearing them is like, is this actually true? But no, they're true and they're insane stories. So when he gets back, I would love to hear more of those.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason that we're doing this kind of second half format now, so we can tell more stories like that and get more a little personal and involved, which, I mean, we're going to do right now. As you alluded to earlier, we've known each other for a while. We've been in school with each other for a while. We have a lot of stories. For your debut episode, where would you like to start? How would you like to introduce yourself, have the listeners get to know you?
Well, I think the main thing, me and Griffin had 11th grade chemistry together.
Yep.
And the first couple days of class, he introduced our lab and we got into lab groups. And of course, I got with Griffin and another one of our buddies. And he decided to make up rules. And one of the rules was no horseplay.
Yeah.
Along with other housekeeping rules. Me, on the other hand, I did not like just those rules. I felt like we need to make more rules.
You gotta have a safe environment.
Gotta have a safe environment in chemistry. You don't want anything bad to happen.
No.
So I decided it was a good idea to get the pen and paper out, and we jotted down a few rules. Do you remember some of the rules, Griffin?
I remember some of them.
Which rules were your favorite?
So we did have no horseplay on our
set of rules. No horseplay, but the only stipulation to no horseplay, there was no horse.
There was no horse.
There was no horse. So
we asked him multiple times.
Where is the horse?
We're still wondering.
Man, I don't know. Did he have it in the closet?
I hope not.
I don't know.
I was in that closet. I never saw a horse. So if it was in the closet, I don't know where he would keep it.
Well, I need to figure out where the horse is.
Yeah. There was...
The 16th rule?
Right, which is there is no 16th rule.
Yeah.
I believe rule 3 was no weighing your cock.
Yeah, and that's a big rule. You don't want to mess up the scale.
Yeah, you could fuck it up real good.
By weighing your cock.
So you don't do that.
You don't do that.
Number 4 was a rule that stemmed from a previous science class we had, and that was no trash in the sink.
Yeah.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
One of the rules was that our teacher's rules didn't matter.
And just my rules mattered.
Right.
And that was the only thing.
There was a brief period of time where Dolan actually joined our lab group. Yes. And there was a rule that Dolan could not be in the lab group.
Yes. Well, I think that was rule like in the 30s.
Yeah, we were getting up there.
I made the biggest mistake of my life. At the end of the year, I don't think I realized the rules were in my little packet. And I was just like, fuck, we're done school. Let me just throw all these papers away. I threw away the papers. So if you're a trash man out there and you came across about 35 to 40 rules and they were outlandish, I will pay you a significant amount of money for those. Just email us. Do you have an email?
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Welcome Home Podcast at 812mediaproductions.com.
We'll get in touch with me. I need those rules for all you trash men out there. Thank you.
Let's also add that it was about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Let's throw that out there just so
there's a chance they held on to them. Like,
I would hope.
This is gold. And it is gold.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not
hold on to it? That paper is gold.
As long as you can actually actually read it.
Griffin, bring a good time to the table. What other good time do we have?
Oh, well, fuck. We could go back. We could touch on our freshman year science. It was a low-level science, of course. And the teacher teaching it was super nice guy. Great teacher. He was a coach of mine as well, actually. And he was more of a higher-up science teacher, like AP Physics, that kind of shit. But I guess he decided to do this class, and that was the first and last time he ever taught that class. I mean, we were just kind of goofballs more so at that point.
I mean, we were 14, yeah. 15-year-old kids.
That, like I said, is where the rule no trash in the sink originated from, because yes. There would oftentimes be trash left in the sink. There were the gas nozzles. We used to turn those on to each
yes,
other.
Yes, we would try to kill each other, honestly.
Pretty much.
And gas each other out.
The best was, like, you'd have it going, and then you'd wait for the other person to realize it was going.
I mean, you could smell the gas. And you were sitting across from each other, and you would smell gas on, and it's just like, the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time, I believe, we actually left it on over the weekend.
Overnight.
Yeah, overnight, maybe. Something bad.
So, yeah, we certainly had some crazy times. Honestly, I wish I could have just filmed everything that happened. I mean, you were in the Digital Academy class.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some hell of a times in there. We literally had a class to teach us, I don't even know, how to film myself on a computer. I don't know if they were trying to teach me, like, to get into the cam industry or whatnot, but the class was quite literally how to film myself on a computer. I don't know what I got out of that, but it was a BS class in my eyes, so I took it that way.
Yeah, that class actually was taught by, like, by the end of high school, my favorite teacher. But at the time, she hated me. Like, she admitted that years later. She was like, oh, yeah, I hated you as a freshman. But by the end of high school, again, through that personal connection that I made with her, you know, she ended up being my favorite teacher, the best teacher ever.
Yep, I agree. She is a great teacher.
Yeah, but she fucking hated us.
Without a doubt. I remember there was a little room outside of her classroom. I would get put in there at least once a week because I was being too disruptive in class. But by the end of it, I had accounting with her and I think a couple other classes. She was a good teacher by your senior year.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then our senior year, we had a, what would you call it? Fun math facts? I don't know.
Remedial something, rather.
It involved math, I can tell you that much.
To an extent.
To an extent. We decided we wanted to hold court in class.
Yeah, and our friend Brad, who hopefully at some point, maybe in the future, you'll get to meet, he was in the class with us.
Yes, so we would hold court, but we would always attack Griffin when we would hold court.
Yeah.
So either Brad or I would be the judge, and Griffin never won a court case. But the thing about these court cases is the teacher would be up at the front of the class teaching, doing her thing. We would turn the desk around to the back of her and just completely ignore her while we're holding this ridiculous court. And it was just wild. Do you remember our student teacher, probably the smelliest person I've ever met in my life? She went to Villanova. Don't know how she got into Villanova. I consider Villanova a prestigious school, and she was horrible. Brad, that Griffin was just talking about, I guess we were doing some kind of art project in there, and she didn't like what Brad did.
I think we were making like math Valentines or something to send to one of the local elementary schools. I think that's what we were doing.
And she said it wasn't decorated good enough for Brad. So Brad got some scissors and started cutting the paper up.
Just randomly
trying to negotiate a grade, and it worked. He ended up getting an A on that project.
Yep. She probably came over. She was like, oh, that's like a 15 out of 20. And then he would just keep cutting it with scissors and she would just keep giving him a point. He'd make a bunch of cuts and be like, all right, how about now? She'd be like, 16. More cuts. What about now? 17. It was ridiculous and it was hilarious. I was in stitches.
Yeah.
I also don't understand how she can just stand there doing that while we're just around her.
We were
in tears.
Dying. We were literally cracking up in her face.
We were on the floor.
And she was seriously sitting there negotiating a grade with this kid. Like, in what world?
For not even doing anything real.
Just cutting up the pieces of paper. What a world.
Jesus. But, yeah, I mean, we invented a lot of different fun games to play in that class.
Yeah.
Paid attention, never.
Never. We actually, so the whole class pretty much hated us three because we're disruptive and didn't do much. So it was pretty much a constant battle from the rest of the class versus us. None of them liked us, and we tried to get answers off of all of them. As much as possible, but none of them liked us. So when one person would walk away, we would sneak up on them, go steal their paper, go take pictures of their paper, and go take all their answers before they could notice.
Oh, man. I remember in the beginning of the year in that class, before the teacher was just like, fuck it, sit wherever you want, and you would be on the other side of the room, we'd be taking a test, and you would literally stand up from your desk with your pencil and paper, walk across the room,
yeah,
put your paper on my yeah desk, and just yeah look at my yeah answers and yeah write them down.
So a little backstory, this teacher had me 3 out of 4 years in high same school. So by the fourth year, the third year I had her, my fourth year in high school, she just was tired of dealing with my bullshit.
Yeah, I had already failed her class once.
So I broke her down enough where I could just pretty much do whatever I want. Sweet lady, I feel bad, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. The story we told a little while back, me and Dolan getting our entire math class to sing Follow Me by Uncle Cracker, same teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, it was years prior to having her for this class, but it was the same teacher. And me and Dolan had failed that class by halfway through the year or the third marking period or whatever. At whatever point we failed, she just threw us in the back and let us just do whatever. I mean, we had already failed at that point. Wait,
wait, wait. So you didn't even make it to, like, the final test at the end of the year?
No.
You already failed well before that.
I spent the entire last marking period already failed.
That's very impressive. Thank you. You had to try to do that.
I was just, again, a very bad student.
Yeah.
Very poor academic.
What was your worst academic year?
Sophomore year.
I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah.
Sophomore year and junior year combined just depleted my GPA. My senior year, I actually got good grades because by that time, I wasn't taking actual real classes.
Yeah. But
those 2 years, there was never a chance of me getting into any good school. That's why you go to community college.
Yeah, which we went to together too for a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sophomore year for sure. I failed 2 classes sophomore year, that math class and biology, and I did not have enough credits to like move on to be a junior.
Wow.
So I had to make up the 2 classes in online summer school.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You see what happens when he doesn't have me? Sophomore year, he fails all his classes.
Somehow.
But we made it. We graduated somehow, some way.
Somehow.
They gave us that diploma. We walked across the stage.
Hell yeah, we did.
So yeah, we had some good times.
We did have the same science teacher senior year as well. Not the same class, but
no,
same teacher.
That was, again, fun science facts.
You and Brad had
yes
him.
So.
Well, actually, that was physics.
No.
Well, it was some kind of physics.
No. Let me tell you what we would do. On Fridays,
yeah,
we would sit there and watch magic tricks.
Yeah.
And he would pause it midway through and tell us how the magic trick is getting done. And he would just show us how to do magic. That's not physics.
Changed my life.
That's magic class? Fun science facts? I'm not sure. But the thing about these classes is, like, you got a grade for everything, but you could hand stuff in for full credit whenever you wanted. So, I don't know what you did, Griffin, but what Brad and I would do is, the last 2 weeks of the semester, we would get all the papers we had to do. I would do half, and Brad would do half, and just do all the work possible and hand everything in for the last 2 weeks and go from about a F to an A overnight.
I would maintain it to a point throughout the semester, but yeah, I would do the same thing.
Brad and I played Sports Heads, soccer, and Temple Run.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We went through a couple different games in that math class senior year, like phone games.
Yes, yes. Temple Run was a big one my senior year. I love Temple Run.
Yeah.
I got so good at that game. It was disgusting.
It was actually years after Temple Run had come out and been popular.
Yes, yes. About 4 years after, I would say Temple Run was popular.
Yeah.
But I got good.
Everybody's got to at some point.
Yeah.
That's just a little insight into like our background, our history. We're going to have a lot more stories to, you know, hear from in the future. There's a lot more stuff. We have so much. You mentioned to me earlier about the time our friend Brad drove me home.
Yes. I was not there for this story, but that was the funniest thing ever.
So there was some name.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the name.
For some reason, I want to say Wally.
You know what? It was Wally.
Really?
Yes. Like, I think we mentioned a Wally. We had math as our last class of the day. So we mentioned the name just out of nowhere. And go ahead.
Brad took it and ran with it. I want to add, too, that I had eaten an edible like the period before. So the last 15 minutes of school, it was starting to kick in. I was all over the place. So Brad's like, who's Wally? I'm like, don't worry about it, whatever. Brad's like, no, tell me, who's Wally? I'm like, Brad, you don't gotta worry about it. It's none of your concern. It's just, it's Wally, you know, it's fine. On and on he goes. He insists on giving me a ride home.
Griffin could walk home. Griffin lived about, I would say, a 5 minute, if that, walk to the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Brad insists on driving home. Go ahead.
He eventually broke me down. I was like, all right, fine.
get in the car, drives me home. Brad's a bit of an erratic driver to begin with.
To say the least.
Yeah, I've been with him before where he's needs to get off at an exit and drive across three lanes of traffic.
Yep, not even looking.
Nope, he does a lot of weird shit with the air conditioning.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah, that's not fun. So he's driving me home and I live in a cul-de-sac. So he pulls up to my house and he's like, oh, who's Wally? You gotta tell me. I'm like, Brad, don't worry about it. Thanks for the ride. I try to get out. No, the door's locked. Brad starts pulling away. And it feels like, again, I'm pretty high, but it feels like he's driving really fast and he's turning in my cul-de-sac really hard.
Yeah.
And he just like drives by my house. Fucking goes to the end of my street, fucking does a goddamn U-turn, and this, again, is all feeling like it's happening so fast, like I feel like I'm in a goddamn NASCAR.
Yeah.
And he's just going on and on, who's Wally? Yeah. Who's Wally? And I'm fucking somewhere between terrified and cracking the fuck up.
And Brad is just going around in circles in the cul-de-sac.
This goddamn loop on my street.
Just saying, who's Wally? Who's Wally? And Brad won't give up, and Wally probably wasn't even a real person.
We
were just saying this stuff, but Brad wouldn't give up until you had to come up with a legit statement of who Wally was.
I think I told him it was my tax attorney.
Yeah, so there were some times.
Yeah, he's a character. I hope we can get him on at some point. That would be a hell of an episode. Any other stories you'd like to share?
No, I think we should save some of them. Let's not give them all away.
Yeah, okay.
So I think let's go give them a little taste for now.
A little taste. A little tip of the tongue.
A little tip of the tongue.
A little Squidward bite.
A little bite.
NBA Finals started.
Yes. Who do you got?
I guess Lakers.
Yeah. I was telling Griffin on the way over here, I'm a LeBron guy. I'm not a Lakers guy.
Right. And I feel the same way. We were saying we were feeling conflicted to a sense.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Jimmy Butler get a championship. That'd be some a little fuck you and then let me go win a championship. It's something. He wasn't wrong for what he did, clearly. Look at where he is and look at where the Sixers are.
Yeah. No, the Sixers suck and Jimmy does not.
No.
So.
But yeah, I mean, I'm LeBron. Like, I'm a big legacy kind of guy.
Yes.
So obviously LeBron getting a championship with the Lakers is going to do a lot for his legacy.
Yes, I agree. I wish he wouldn't have gone to the Lakers just because I've always hated the Lakers.
Yeah.
I've always hated the Lakers fan base, but I'm going to say LeBron's my GOAT.
Yeah. By the end of his career, I think he's statistically has to be considered. Obviously, I'm sure you watched The Last Dance.
Yes.
What were your overall thoughts on that?
Oh, I loved it. It was a great documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, but don't get me wrong. Jordan is a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He's great, but I just think LeBron is a physical specimen.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts.
I think we're probably going to get another 4 to 5 years from LeBron.
Yes.
And I think at the end of his career, his statistics will show him as the overall greatest.
He'll be the highest scorer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to win this year. He'll have at least one more championship. Just the numbers he's put up, his physical ability.
Yeah.
Give me LeBron.
And you're thinking Anthony Davis stays?
Yeah. Especially if they win. I mean, I think he's staying anyway.
Yeah.
But if they win, he's definitely staying. They're going to have to pay him a ton of money, Anthony Davis.
Well, anybody's going to be paying him.
Oh, yeah, yes. But Anthony Davis is an elite player.
For sure.
That deserves every penny he's going to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously retaining Davis is going to do a lot for LeBron potentially getting more championships going forward.
Absolutely.
It's going to be honestly the key piece for him to get more championships going
and
forward.
You know that when LeBron's there and AD's there, there's going to be tons of guys that want to take salary cuts just to come play with those two guys.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's interesting to see like the way LeBron's played over this season and in this playoffs, the kind of different role he's taken as that point forward type,
right,
leading the league in assists,
right,
whatnot.
Yes, I agree. He can do it all. He can play the big man. He's played center at times of his career. He's played power forward. All five positions he can play. And this year he just decided, it's my 17th year in the league. Let me just play point guard this year. Pretty amazing.
All right. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up here.
All right. Thank you for having me on. Hopefully you'll have me back. Hopefully I didn't screw up too bad.
I didn't think you did. Did you think you did?
No.
No, I didn't think so either. I'd love to have you back. Yes. Would you love to be back?
I would love to be back. Hopefully the listeners like me.
I hope so.
So
I don't see how they couldn't.
No, I don't see how either.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of great stories to tell, a lot of great content to come. Definitely stick around. To all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Go check out older episodes if you haven't yet. To all our returning listeners, Thanks for sticking around, guys. Welcome home. We'll see you next week. If you enjoyed your time here with Welcome Home, leave us 5 stars, a nice written review. If you'd like to support the Welcome Home podcast, there's a link to our Patreon right in the episode description. That's going to get you a lot of extra perks and a chance to get some merch. So check that out. If you're into gaming, you want to watch me play some games, check out 812 Gaming, twitch.tv/812gaming. Started playing some Zelda Breath of the Wild. Got a stream up there. Another one coming soon. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Welcome Home Pods. All right, Jake, thank you again for coming on.
All right, I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back. And hey, everybody, guess what? Here's Dolan with a little send-off advice.
Hey, guys, Dolan here. I just wanted to remind you guys, always try to keep a smile on your face, even if you're going through something difficult. If you're positive about the outcome, most likely positive things will happen. There's a lot of, like, energy and stuff in the world. You gotta keep positive energy to make positive things happen. If you're always upset and in a bad mood, probably gonna be negative times most of the time. Like, shit's not gonna go good for you if you're always negative. Always stay positive, guys. Smile on your face, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, like Lil Wayne said. Love you guys, miss you guys. Welcome home.
Thanks, bud. We love and we miss you. We hope you're back real soon. We got a new co-host here for you. What would you think about that, doing a podcast with Dolan?
Oh, that would be something else.
Talk about a clash of the titans.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.